Yo, 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 welcome to episode 114, The Breeze Podcast. I'm your co-host, John McCollin, with the boy, the Don Dada.
White Victor White. Do you see how white I am, bro?
Yeah, what's that light on your face, yo? It's not bright out there.
No, no, no. It's pitch black out here. That way.
Are you serious?
yeah, bro.
What time is it? Like 5 o'clock?
Yeah. I'd say it gets dark at four in the afternoon. It's crazy. It's insane. John,
that's the same over here.
Before we get into it, I have a question for you.
Well,
if there was a contraceptive pill for men, would you take it?
For men? You got side effects? Yeah, probably. Okay. I don't know. I mean, that's a deep question. But
yes,
would
or
you
no?
Take it?
It's a yes or no question.
Probably. If, like, depends on the side effects, yo.
Yeah, obviously.
Same side effects as the women ones. Is it?
Nah, this is not a biological podcast, so let's roll the intro.
Breeze.
Joe.
Yeah. Talk to
fairy
me, bro.
Lights or candle lights?
Yo, candle lights, yo. Actually, candlelight. I have a candle lit right now, bro.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
My tree candle.
Is it scented?
Yeah, bro. I'm going to do this plug. My tree candles out of Los Angeles.
Okay, nice.
Asian brand. You know what I mean?
So nice. Shout out
Barbados.
Are you genuinely addicted to something, John? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Interesting. Another question. Listening to music is best with speakers or headphones?
Speakers.
Speakers. Interesting. But you mostly listen with headphones, though.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Yeah, you have a studio, you loop. Do you lie to yourself sometimes? Yes or no?
Do what?
Do you lie to yourself sometimes? Yes or no?
Nah.
Yes, bro.
Nah, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Nah, I mean, like, then you catch yourself, like, you don't follow with the light and just...
No, but then you lie to yourself.
No, I mean, like, if you lie to yourself and that like, you keep, like, that you believe this lie, then it's like, you're lying to yourself, bro. Like, you can't, like, live that life thinking this, you know what I mean?
Well,
if
I was
up. Oh man, nah, that's probably not true. And then, like, you know what I mean?
I was looking more towards today. I'm gonna get A to Z done. When in reality, you might get A and B done.
Oh, probably.
And then you're lying to yourself by being like, "Oh, fair, I'm gonna get all this done."
I was thinking more on a deeper level.
No, not like my name is Greg.
Nah. Like, it's like anyway. Okay.
You want to try Tesla Tequila or Ryan Reynolds at Aviation Gin?
Tesla Tequila?
Bro, we drank Aviation when I was in Toronto.
Yeah, so it had to be the other one.
Do you remember how awkward it was when we pulled up to that party and we started mixing drinks and everyone was like plastic cups and like shitty beer and shit. You always got to bring the style.
Yeah, facts.
Google Calendar or Apple Calendar?
Google Calendar.
Easy one. You're most likely to add salt or pepper to a meal?
Pepper.
Interesting. Are you on that make it before I'm 30 years old grind?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, you're getting close, bro. You're so freaking old. Jesus Christ.
I got 4 years, bro.
4 years, bro. You know how fast 4 year flies? Bro. Damn, gotta plan your 30s party. That means I have to be successful in 4 years too.
True.
Okay. Would you rather have a great kitchen or a great bathroom?
Kitchen.
Interesting. You listen to music in shuffle mode or order?
Order.
Word. Amen. Let's, well, it depends on the mood. Sometimes you just want to listen to that good old playlist with only bangers.
Is that the foreign philosophy quiz?
Which you never answer to, yes.
I answer to it sometimes, yo. Like, I just
not every week, not every week, John.
Nah, not every week, yo. Not every week.
It's fine.
Fair. You got my answer.
I might miss a couple of your songwriting sessions.
That's fair, yo. That's fair.
I'm kidding, bro. I'm kidding. How was your week?
My week was fast, I'd say. Mm-hmm. Like, went way too fast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened this week, yo. This week was just work. Yeah. It's just work and music. Some exciting things happen in music, but
mm-hmm. which you can't talk about, I presume.
Yeah, work and music. That was about it.
Mm-hmm.
I saw you deleted your vlog.
Yeah. That was the bitter part of my week. I'm looking into the lens, John, because I'm going to see if it makes me feel like I'm talking more with you, or if it's, well, you certainly feel that I'm talking to you, but I feel like I'm talking into a camera lens.
Fair. Where's the laptop? Is it like next to the microphone?
It's here.
Yeah. All right. Word.
Yeah. I gotta be careful. Boom. There you go. My week was very nice. I've been able to recharge my batteries. As I said before, we jumped on the podcast. I slept between 14 and 16 hours today, and that was amazing. Something that I've noticed living with my beautiful, beloved, amazing, fantastic, astonishing, lucky man I am to call girlfriend woman, is that my head moves fast and I have a lot of thoughts.
Yo, question then. Have you like been meditating or doing headspace or anything?
On and off.
On and off, eh? Like,
yeah.
You'll get on that, bro.
Yeah.
You'll get on that. But I just bought it for the first time.
Nice. How are you feeling the paid version?
It's pretty good, yo. There's like group sessions. There's like specific sessions for like creativity. There's like anxiety. There's like a bunch. Like, I've been using like the free version for like
last forever. Year,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, those 10 sessions that you just like go over and over again, like,
yeah, you get tired of them.
It's cool, but like, I like, for me, like, the paid version, definitely get a lot out of it. Like, I'm on 180 day street right now.
Oh, like, nice.
I feel pretty good.
Nice.
Like, I suggest to, like, I mean, you could do a 3 minute a day, yo, you know.
Well, my so this is my relation to meditation. Sometimes it feels nice and it feels like I need it. Sometimes I just need to go, you know? And I think the longest I've had is probably, I don't know how long of a streak, but I would say at least 30 days.
Hmm.
But the thing is, I don't know. One thing that we can establish is that meditation is really good for you and that you should do it. I should do it every morning, 100%. But what I mean with my head moving fast is like, you know how it can be sometimes when you just have a lot on your mind. It's kind of hard to explain, actually. Essentially what I mean is just like, okay, so I would say there's different areas in life. So you have your personal relationships, right? With if you have a girlfriend or boyfriend, family, and then if you're going to university or if you have work, you have those types of relationships. And then you also have responsibilities in terms of if you're working, you know, in terms of workload, responsibilities towards your significant other, or it could be responsibilities to pet, etc. And then you also have aspirations of things you want to do with life, right? Because I want to live a meaningful life. And I think those things in combination with me hearing Tiny Desk with Mac Miller and his live version of 2009, and the fact that he died a month or two after that concert, just it made me realize once again how fragile life is, how beautiful life is, but that we really have to make the most out of it. Have you heard that particular version of his song 2009?
The Tiny Desk version? Yeah, bro.
It has 50 million views. And so thinking about that type of thing, and then so what I tend to do, I tend to compartmentalize things or ideas into more materialistic stuff and art. And art, like music is healing, right? Music is a form of expression. Music is all these different type of things. And then you have being an AI consultant at IBM as an example. And that's a completely different thing. Do you get what I mean? And once again, I think that aspect is so what I'm trying to say then, that art is also a part, as I was saying, these different types of relationships. And I feel like it's important not to forget those things. Because, as an example, I'm now living with my girlfriend in Stockholm, in a city detached from nature. I'm very used to being close to nature. And that in itself has effects on me, you know? And I just think that, especially with quarantine now and the type of vibe we're in as a collective, I think it's important to not to forget to feel human, feel something, consume art, not content, art, music. Do you get what I mean?
I feel that, yo. So
Does it make sense?
is that like for you, is that like a daily thing that you try to like do? And do you think like doing that like on a consistent basis, like putting yourself in the position to feel something, does that help with your head, you know what I mean? Like in terms of like slowing it down a little bit? That was my question.
I would liken it to that meditation with Squarespace, okay? But I would also say in today's society, there's a difference between consuming content, music as content, and consuming music for therapeutical reasons. Does that make sense? With my head, it since I have these things, these grand ideas, master plans, what I want to do, what I have to do, what it does, it makes me, I think, live in the now. I think it makes me get a different type of perspective. I think that it makes me feel alive. Now, when I feel like I'm a zoo animal in a city, not being able, or I haven't done what I love in such a long time.
I feel you. I'll put you on. Like, I think I spoke about this on this podcast already, but I recently had this conversation with my boy Zario, shout out to Zario. It's basically like, how do you slow your head down? You know what I mean? Like, how do you, because every day you can wake up, the week goes by so fast. How do you like capture a moment for just yourself? You know what I mean? Like, take everything out of the way and just in terms of all those things you mentioned, you know what I mean? Like, all the requirements of life, like, still gonna come back. Like, it starts with you. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like meditation works. Meditation is like it's a good thing to do. There's a good practice to have, you know what I mean? But I feel like one thing that worked for me, like along with meditation, in terms of like stopping my head from going super fast, is definitely this thing I do called morning pages. So it's like, did we talk about this on the podcast already?
Writing
Yeah,
a
like
journal in the morning.
write like free form thoughts. Like, well, my head's going fast. Like, I'm making sure, like, I'm making a conscious effort to like slow myself down and like write 3 pages of whatever my head was saying. You know what I mean? For some people, it might be different. Like, some people might not want to write. So, like, record yourself. Like, Zario, like, I told him about this. Like, he might not be a writer, but like, he might just record himself every morning. You know what I mean? Like, stream of consciousness, like, whatever is running through your head. You feel me? And I feel like for me, like that gave me, and like artists in general, like anyone in any creative space, gives you like, it forces you to almost like stop for that period of time where otherwise your head would just be going and like kind of like resets you. So like every day you kind of like hit that reset button, like you're clearing your cache. You know what I mean? Like, I feel, I don't know, you could probably try that and see how that works or whatever, but.
Now
That
we're into something. Now we're into something that's actually revolutionary, bro. 'Cause when you look at large corporations, how much of this do you think they involve in their strategy plans or whatever for their executives? None, none, nothing.
probably none.
Remind me in the future when I have my fintech company that will make me a billionaire. My first Billy, to have this sort of thinking, okay?
Yeah, 100%, bro. You gotta have like that people and culture person, you know what I mean? That person that, like, what was that show that you told me to watch? You know, that billions and
Billions, yeah.
colleges in there. That's what it's supposed to be like, you know what I mean? But you're right. I'll definitely remind you for sure.
Amazing. Another thing, well, you kind of heard that I've had kind of a deep week, I guess. I started watching this series called Industry. It's about people our age going into investment banking, and there's this case of sudden adult death, which is very common in that type of industry, probably management consultancy too, where you're essentially working for 3, 4 days straight and you just die. In your home or whatever. I saw this guy that I follow. He's previously worked, I believe, at Goldman Sachs, Afzal Hussein. Now he's doing content, his own thing, etc. Just trying to follow his passion and be happy. Much respect. And in this series, which I've now watched, I think there's 2 episodes out there. It's a very good series. It's dark. It's heavy. It's a very heavy series. In that, when they come to the part where this guy dies, sorry for the spoiler, he pauses and he says that it happened his first year that a person died, not at the office, in his home, and everything just went on as normal afterwards. Which has in turns led to these banks. I think Goldman was first with implementing a no weekend work rule, meaning from 6 p.m. Friday to 12 or 12 p. I think lunchtime Sunday, you're not allowed in the office if you're a junior. And you have to get permission from a VP or a senior if you have to come in on a Saturday. So obviously, you know, everything is moving towards a bright place and all that stuff is good. But what I wanted to say was that, well, now I lost my track. It's a good series. I
What's this?
think, no, okay, boom, boom, here we go. So this got me to think, John. And I think it's important for people to have reality checks in life, in weekly life. Like my reality check is sitting down every Sunday talking with you. Do you get what I mean? Like it's not possible. Like I put myself in a position where it's not possible for me to break down. It's not possible for me to, like, you know, because they've also at school, for example, etc., they've been talking about alcohol, drugs, how it's common in the banking industry, all these finance, blah blah blah, you know, and how it can sometimes go south. And they even had one guy who's been X amount of years sober and was down a rabbit hole, and now his mission is to help and advise and, you know, shed some light on that part. But what I'm trying to say is, like, I think it's really good to have that type of reality check, and I think it's really good to build yourself that type of framework as well.
100%. Like for me, like definitely this is one format. Like I like weekly, I got to talk to Vicky like on a weekly check-in. You know what I mean? I talk to Zario like down there every day on like a daily check-in, you know what I mean? So it's like you it's definitely good to have that support system, you know what I mean? Like and to build that support system for yourself. You know what I mean? Like choosing like people that in your immediate circle that you want to have that accountability. You know what I mean? Like that's definitely necessary for sure.
And it could, in some instances, be tricky as well, because if you are successful, let's say the CEO of Electrolux hears this podcast and he's like, oh shit, that's something that I have to do, you know? But
True.
then there's ulterior motives from these people who you might think just want your best, but in reality, they might want something else. So something that comes with this is that you also have to be mindful about your environment and your
100%.
inner circle, essentially.
100%. And that comes back to like that daily check-in with yourself. You know what I mean? Like taking that, if it's an hour, if it's half hour, to like slow yourself down and just and like reflect on the current moment you're in. You know what I mean? Like I had a discussion. So crazy story. Before I started IBM, I saw on their Instagram page, there was this lady. She was like a singer. She like votes on the Grammy board. Like she works at IBM. So I was like, let me hit her up and see what's good. So last week, Friday, no, sorry, week before Friday. Like I just messaged her on Slack, was like, hey, love to hop on the call. Spoke to her. This woman is the most down-to-earth person ever, yo. She was like, three things you gotta do, you feel me, like in life. One is reflect, next is project, and then like project and like what we do all the time, you know what I mean? Last one was I can't remember. I haven't written notes somewhere. But it was pretty powerful, yo.
Nice.
But I mean, I would. There's a testament to say, like, yo, like, is nothing like what we're talking about right now is nothing like new. You know what I mean? But like, I feel like a lot of people still don't fully understand like the importance of it, the importance of like self-reflection, the importance of having like good people around you. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's. Especially like in our community, like it's not talked about as much. You know what I mean? So that's just a testimony to say, like,
I
yo.
think what is revolutionizing is the mindset of implementing in large institutions a way for the C-suite executives and leaders, organizational leaders, a some type of tool to reset. And I know for a fact that the most A lot of them go on a yacht every summer, you know, because then that's really only when you can disconnect. But I'm not talking about that type of thing. I'm talking about an actual management tool where it allows for management to, you know, get that, you know. And to be honest, if I'm gonna be completely honest, like, Ray Dalio speaks about pain plus reflection equals progress. So a good way to do this would be to experience a disease of someone close to you. Obviously, this is not okay in any way possible. The reason I'm saying this is that that's something that will ground you and reset your perspective. Now, that wouldn't work in the long run because everyone processes grief in different ways. It might... Obviously, that's not a good idea. But what the thought behind what I just said is pain. Like, so in my case, when I watched this live concert with Mac Miller, who died 2 months or a month after that concert, and you see his behavior, you see this person that's struggling with himself, with his demon, with death, and people knew that he was sick, etc. And you see it, and he produces this art, his music, that's essentially timeless and lives on, is something that reflects and resets your perspective, you know.
I feel that, yeah.
With that said, John, you had the mission a couple of podcasts back to record a conversation.
Yeah, bro. We'll run out for the next podcast.
Okay. Okay.
That's fine. We can both do it. I don't know if you did it already.
Uh-huh.
Did you do it already?
What?
Did you record like a conversation already?
No, because we have to do yours first and then we can do mine.
Running next week.
Okay, you go next week and then I go the week after.
I'll go next week. We'll wrap up here and then we can run down next week.
Sure. Yeah. Listeners, sure. Thank you for tuning in. What would you walk away with from a conversation like this, John?
Yeah, I feel like this is a very powerful conversation. You know what I mean? In terms of understanding your mind and not just your mind, just yourself on it in its entirety. You know what I mean? Like from this conversation, I feel like the takeaway action items for anyone listening is really take time to reflect on your life. If that's like on a weekly basis, a daily basis, month, like just take time. Like if it's 30 minutes to just sit and understand like where you are right now, you know what I mean? Like that's the only way you can get that progression to move forward. You know what I mean? Like to make sure that, like, your north arrow is correct when you're trying to move forward.
Yeah.
Like you can reflect and see, like, how you got to this point. You know what I mean? So, I feel like that's a takeaway from this conversation. Just take some time to reflect. You know what I mean?
And don't take things too seriously. We only have one life, so enjoy it. With that said, listeners, thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
Peace out.
Peace.